What's up? I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dylan Chivariri.
Hello, how are you?
And Dan Regester.
What's going on?
I just got finished sitting in an hour and a half of traffic. Austin traffic, it's lovely.
Fun.
And I came in hangry as fuck. Like, so traffic plus being just really hungry.
Dude, I don't have the ability to get hangry in the morning.
Oh, I get it bad. I wake up starving. And I stay kind of moody until I eat.
So you're set for a good podcast. So
yeah, this should be good. Coffee kills my appetite in the morning.
I'd kill a person for a coffee right now.
Well, don't kill me.
Like a real human.
We're backdoor cover. We're going to talk about sports and sports news. Before we do, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. We've got all kinds of great menswear, Yeti apparel. We sell coolers, Patagonia.
Wearing a Patagonia shirt right now.
Boom. Travis Matthew, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan, all kinds of man brands that are just going to make you a big, spicy man.
Vineyard.
You know? You're just going to look hot.
Yeah, the new arrival of Vineyard Vines.
There's also Vineyard Vines.
We are stocked with some awesome Vineyard Vines stuff.
You like that. Go to manoutfitters.com, use the code BDC10, as in backdoor cover, 10, for 10% off your entire order. Holy shnikes.
That's huge.
That's more than fair.
Holy shit.
We don't have to do that, but we do.
No, it's just out of the kindness of our hearts. BDC10, manoutfitters.com, check it out. We've also got an app on the iTunes and Android stores. Download that thing. Okay, let's start with the NBA, just because I feel like it's the most critical news. Kevin Durant... Zaza Pachulia's big goofy ass lands on, like, up against his knee yesterday in their loss to the Washington Wizards, and Durant hurts his knee. At first, it didn't seem like a big deal, like maybe he tweaked it or something, you know. Now word is coming out as we speak. This is still developing, but word on the street is that his crew, his inner circle, whatever the fuck that means. I guess it's like his agent. His boys, like his Nike rep, are freaking out because they think this might be a serious injury. The Warriors have signed noted jackass Matt Barnes to their roster to fill this void if Durant is indeed going to miss an extended period of time. First of all, if you look on Twitter right now, Golden State fans are like losing their minds. Like, this is the end of the world.
When you're 7'10", 105 pounds, aren't you just like... an injury just waiting to happen at any moment?
Pretty much. Not 7'10". If he was 7'10", he'd be
7'10", 105. There's a little bit of exaggeration going on there, though.
Okay,
calm down.
Okay, got you.
But the guy's a string bean, and he's built like a walking stick. He's just...
like a walking stick?
The guy's just so frail looking.
God, you do need
it's amazing he hasn't gotten injured
so far. Let's forget Golden State fans for a minute. How are you feeling right now, Ross? Because I feel like this is the glimmer of hope that you're going to like hold on to.
I won't lie, this is big for me. When I saw just that he was hurt at all last night, before it even came out that this could be serious, I was like, this is what has to happen, man. This is how you create gaps for Houston teams to come in and win championships. We need the best players in the league to either go on a hiatus to, quote, retire and play baseball, end quote. In reality, it was a suspension.
Gambling suspension, yeah.
But, or we need injuries. And this is a chance, a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, forget that, like, Golden State has three All-Stars in there.
It's complete bullshit.
It makes the playoffs more exciting if he's not able to go.
100%.
First of all, I do not think there's any chance he misses the playoffs. I also am not a doctor and have no idea how serious the injury is.
I don't know, Kevin, he's kind of soft, right?
I wouldn't say he's soft.
I don't
soft.
Think so.
No, I wouldn't say he's soft. He is, I mean, like Dylan said, because of his build, he has proven to be a little more injury prone over the past few years. But I don't think he's soft. He's not a soft guy.
Maybe he's emotionally soft.
Yeah.
I remember he couldn't really take the heat of the Oklahoma City press.
I don't think you would describe Kevin as like a hard ass dude. He's a nice dude. He can like put up a fake little tough guy front sometimes, but he's not. Yeah, he's kind of soft.
He is soft.
But like in the good way though. Like he's just a nice, genuinely good dude, I think. But in this world, that makes you a huge pussy.
Yeah, not enough edge.
Being a good guy is, that It's just for pussies.
And if Golden State, say he's out for the remainder of the season, Golden State wins the championship. That championship that he has is tainted.
That would be hilarious.
He gets his ring.
But again, I think he's going to play. And Golden State fans are freaking out. It's like, dude, come on. You were one shot away from winning the championship last year without this guy. I think you're going to be okay. And you're, you know, when they play the Mavs in the first round of the playoffs and win each game by 35 points, I don't think this is going to matter much.
I mean, they were a Draymond Green suspension away from winning the championship. They would have won in game five.
But Matt Barnes coming in to replace Kevin Durant is quite funny to me. That guy's just a piece of shit. One of the shittiest guys in the NBA, maybe in the history of the NBA, which is really saying something. He's just a shitty dude.
Wait, why does he get the bad rep when Derek Fisher's the one that fucked his wife?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I wasn't even thinking about the wife fucking thing. I was thinking about...
He just drove 90 minutes to beat Derek Fisher's ass.
According to Kanye, yeah. I was thinking more of in terms of just he's a piece of shit on the court. Like, I don't care what he does off the court, but...
He's also been in the league for, like, 50 years.
Also important to note that all of us on backdoor cover are indeed injured. Dylan suffered a back injury.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the shelf right now.
I mocked him for it yesterday, immediately went home and injured myself doing... I injured my back doing curls, which is what old men do.
Jeez.
I don't think you're doing it right, Bill.
And it,
how much those dumbbells weigh?
How much?
Like 45
up?
Pounds, you know?
Oh, fuck. No,
I'm just kidding. Like 25 pounds.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm hurt. Dan's permanently hurt. Mentally, physically, Dan injured. Is always injured.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're suffering in here too, man. This isn't like some, you know, we're hurt.
Injury bugs just floating around.
By the way, shouts to Micah for wearing a very loud, patriotic, ratty gentleman.
Micah's wearing a
Hawaiian shirt that's covered
in flags.
And
on a
rattygentleman.com, buy yourself one, dress
on
like producer
Wednesday.
Micah.
And he just said aloha off mic.
And not just any Wednesday. Happy Ash Wednesday to all my fellow Catholics out there.
I feel like Catholic holidays keep happening that I have to talk about on podcasts. It's like, enough with you fucking people.
We kind of ran the world for a little bit.
God almighty.
Pope was the most powerful man in the
world. In other NBA news, James Harden made the cover of Sports Illustrated. This, I mean, I'm not just saying this because I'm like a huge Harden Rockets fan.
But
I am, but it's a really good story. It's by this guy named Lee Jenkins. Don't know shit about him. Some sports writer. Great story about how the difference between last year and this year for Harden, basically where last year he was, Lee Jenkins says something along the lines of he was taking his fame out for a test drive, dating a Kardashian, probably partying too much, you know, hanging out with Kanye and he's an LA guy, he's from LA, so he was very plugged into the Hollywood pipeline. And how it was the worst year of his life. And his season sucked. He had to play with Dwight Howard. And this year, how he's more focused, blah, 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 blah. Ironically, the story comes out yesterday. And then last night, he's on Jimmy Kimmel. So I don't know how that was kind of contradictory.
Yeah, I think Micah said it earlier before the podcast. Like, James Harden was living in his car at one point.
Yeah, he's from Compton.
And last year, dating Khloe Kardashian was the worst year of his life.
Which really says a lot about, dude, it's really funny that he puts it that way, that he has like no shame about saying how shitty last year was, and a big part of that was obviously because of her.
They're just poison.
They are. I mean, and for Harden, like, the guy's having, you know, the best year of his career professionally. He starts dating a Kardashian. They had just made the Western Conference Finals the year before. Immediately, he's dating her while she's caring for her ex that overdosed in a brothel.
Kanye's in like mental institution.
Yeah, he's like derailed. Anyway,
what, Scott Disick's like fucking like 18-year-olds.
The point about this all that's interesting. Good lord, man, I don't know that allegedly. The thing about this story that's interesting to me is the concept of balancing your professional and personal life as a professional athlete that is like merged into the celebrity world, which happens with a lot of these guys. Like, it's not like Harden's the only one, but I can't even, like, it's something that doesn't, that these guys don't get enough credit for, probably, because I can't even balance, like, my personal and professional life as a normal human being, like, as a normal dude.
We're not normal, though.
Well, as a relatively
normal
dude.
What do you mean by
dude.
That? Explain yourself.
Like, it is very difficult as a person, as any person, man or woman, I think, to really balance your work and home life. And, like, guys like Harden are out there trying to do it on, you know, and I mean, obviously they're paid. Like, take out the money aspect of how much they're paid, because the immediate argument to this is, oh, yeah, that's why they make $25 million a year. Take that part out and think about how stressful it would be to try to be one of the biggest stars in the NBA and then also, like, off the court date a fucking Kardashian, and how you have to balance that stress.
Whole lot of pressure. Try to go to the gym, get some jumpers.
I can't relate.
Get a camera crew following you.
I can't imagine.
It's not about relating.
I can't imagine what it's like.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be fucking insane. It's more. I think it's more than we give it credit for.
I don't know. I think we're actually better at this than they are. Our whole lives are on the internet, and we have to balance real relationships.
Their whole lives are just as on the internet as your whole life.
Nah, they can be as seclusive as they want.
I don't know, man.
They got money.
Well, I'm specifically talking about guys who are not seclusive, though. Like, guys who are out there trying to enjoy both sides of the lifestyle, like, as a professional athlete and
Jeter
a celebrity.
Jeter did it for 20 or so years.
And that's why he's a special guy.
Yeah, that's not the norm, he's saying. I mean, that's one example.
He's a master.
You got to follow his footsteps. You got to collect phones at the door. You got to make people sign waivers. And you give gift baskets.
Dude, he was, I mean... No, I don't think anybody will ever be better at living that life than
Jeter.
He
put on
was.
A clinic for how to live the rich, famous athlete life.
Now he has a baby. He put a baby
with
Hannah
maybe
Davis.
The hottest woman on the planet.
Unbelievable.
Hannah Davis. Holy shit.
If for a guy who was, like, statistically, and this is a sensitive subject, but statistically relatively mediocre shortstop.
What?
Just the best, the best fucking pro ever.
I think you're going to take a little heat for that.
I think he was a pretty good shortstop.
He was okay. He was okay. A better coxman than he was a shortstop.
Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame coxman.
My favorite is when they always threw up the graphic of, like, Derek Jeter's dating diamond, where they just put every
which is just wildly offensive.
Yeah, in, like, a position on the baseball diamond.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
He's got some names there.
I don't think you could get away with that now in 2017. If you put up the Jeter dating diamond on national TV, you're going to catch some feminist heat. That's not okay. That's not PC. Fucking left fielder Victoria's Secret model and shit.
If you're that person, if you're a famous athlete, top of his game, would you go after someone who's equally famous or also famous, or would you go for, like, a lower level, like... just small-time model, or just like an everyday person that you meet in the grocery store? What would be your move, Bill?
I think there's one of two moves, and it's you either get somebody on your level or somebody so beneath you that, like, nobody in between, though. You don't want to date, like, an Instagram model.
Oh, I didn't say Instagram model.
Okay, but because I'm just saying, like...
That's a different breed.
Like,
itself.
A girl that's, like, plugged in. You don't want a girl that's plugged in, or you want a girl that's completely plugged in. So
but there are too many factors to this, because it's like, all right, are we talking about dating, like, a serious relationship? Are we talking about just humping? What are we talking about? Because,
like, steady boyfriend-girlfriend situation.
I don't know. It depends what you... I think if you want some level of normalcy, you go after a civilian.
Would you also have in the back of your mind during the entire relationship, is this person just into me for who I am and my money and my status?
That's the other hard part.
Yeah, that's tough. It's hard to find, like, the genuine, like...
I mean, Lady Gaga told us, man, fame is a monster.
Because
you know?
Might be an ugly motherfucker, too. I mean, just because you're this famous athlete, you don't have to be a good-looking dude.
Some might argue that Harden's an ugly guy.
He's not super handsome. You know?
He got his teeth fixed. He has giant fake rabbit teeth now, if you notice this about James. He went from having, like, some of the worst teeth in the history of sports, professional or otherwise, to he got, like... During the off season, I think two seasons ago. He got the veneers put in, and they're fucking gigantic. And he knows it, and sometimes in celebrating, like, if he hits a big three or something, he'll, like, curl his upper lip up so that you can see all of them, and he looks like Bugs Bunny.
It's always weird going back and looking at, like, his Arizona State picture.
Dude, my God.
Beard.
Like, yeah.
It's a different human being.
Yeah, you got to keep the beard. That's permanent now. Enough about Harden. Darren Williams to the Cavs. Does anybody care?
Nope.
Darren Williams to the Cavs. That's not.
I mean,
that's just adding another piece, another guy off the bench.
This is what. When LeBron was bitching, this is what the kind of shit that he wanted, though.
Yeah.
It's like guys for the playoffs. Darren Williams does nothing to make the Cavs more dangerous.
No, but I love that he bitched as soon as they got Kyle Korver. Like, that wasn't a good piece. Like, one of the best shooters in the NBA.
It's a good piece. I think he knew it wasn't enough.
Oh, because Darren Williams is going to be enough.
I'm saying in the playoffs, that's a huge difference maker. Like, right now, nobody cares. I mean, I could care less. But in the playoffs, Darren Williams, he had several years where he was a top 3 point guard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but he's significantly slower than he was.
He's like 45 years old.
He's broken down.
Let's see. We don't have to talk about the Knicks. Boogie Cousins, great start in New Orleans.
0-3.
0-3. He's
got a technical.
He got suspended. Suspension. He got suspended for hitting that.
Good for him.
18th technical or whatever number it is that you have to get to.
And just living it up for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, what was the story with him out in Mardi Gras with panties?
I think he just they filmed him being significantly like inebriated. And he was on a float with a pair of panties in his mouth.
Boogie doesn't care. He is gonna fuck that city up.
It's gonna be great. I love
you take a man out of Sacramento and you put him in New Orleans right when Mardi Gras hits, you gotta expect something, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's not good timing.
Nah, it's terrible.
Not good timing at all.
You think New Orleans fans are like concerned that he's gonna rub off on Anthony Davis?
Oh please. Come on, dude. Like that. Anthony Davis is like a choir boy. I don't think that's a concern.
But I'm saying Boogie Cousins has never really been a winner. Even at Kentucky, it wasn't him and John Wall, I think they got bounced in the first weekend.
I mean, yeah, I think that's probably a little bit of a concern, but it's also one you have to take that risk because that's yet to be seen. And I don't think this season is any real, you know, that we can make any judgment on that partnership.
It's gonna be, this trade's going to be next season and moving forward.
Right, because their team is absolutely garbage. They're fucking terrible. They have two guys and everybody else is just trash. So
Boogie's about getting his, and he's not really concerned whether they win or not.
Well, that could change too. That's how he was in Sacramento. That doesn't mean, so this news is broken now. Kevin Durant has a sprained MCL, out indefinitely.
Not ideal.
So,
Mike, nice job staying up on the breaking news.
At least 4 weeks, no timetable for his return.
That's plenty of time for him to get back for the finals.
And again,
playoffs start in 6 weeks.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, fuck. That's...
Sprained MCL doesn't sound very serious to me.
Yeah, I feel like it's not that big of a deal. I feel like I could have one right now.
Yeah. I feel like it's just like a lingering injury that's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
You kind of like get up out of your chair and you're just like, oh, shit, I got a sprained
MCL.
Isn't
the MCL the ligament that you can actually tear and still actually perform on? Isn't that the same one?
It's definitely not the ACL, but MCL.
I know it's not the ACL.
Let's get some tweets from doctors explaining to us...
I think there are athletes who have played through torn MCLs before. So a sprain one, it's like, come on. Grade 2 MCL
grade two
sprain.
Sounds not that
and
bad.
A bone bruise. Man. Well, this guy, Tin Bontips, says that's as good as the news could be. So, yeah, I think you're right.
And he's verified.
It's probably not that big of a deal. I mean,
I think Durant's going to be fine.
I think Warriors going to be fine.
How do you bruise a bone, by the way? My bones
popped,
can bruise?
Bro.
My bones getting bruised?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds painful as fuck.
Oh, it doesn't feel good.
Have you had a bone bruise?
Oh, I have a couple right now.
Like right now, all of his bones are bruised.
Mm.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I want to go bruise some bones.
I do cage fighting when we leave here.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You don't seem like the type.
Kickboxing.
Wow.
But only against, I will only kickbox other men with chicken legs. They have to have equally skinny legs.
That's fair.
I'm not trying to snap my leg over some normal leg having dude.
No, you don't want to be Anderson Silva.
The NFL Combine starts on Friday.
Love the Combine.
Man.
Love it. It's exciting.
Love watching dudes do bench press.
I like to see how good dudes are being athletic, you know?
I like when they bring up hand size because it makes me feel less insecure about my own hands.
Dan has tiny hands.
Yeah.
Are they that small?
No, they're small.
They're not that small.
You can tell, like you shake them, and you're like, fuck, am I shaking a child's hand?
Okay.
It's
they're not proportional to the rest of my body.
You get to watch dudes work out on Friday, which is fun. Sprints, you know, they do sprints. What else do? They jump.
40. 40 is all they care about. Uh-huh. 40 and...
They get measured.
How many reps at 225 you can bench?
What year do we start measuring cocks?
I don't think that's going to be a thing.
I don't know, like 2045 is my over-under. Then we're measuring dicks.
Wasn't there a dude last year who's like junk just like popped out?
Yeah, his meat came
out. Oh yeah. Oh dude. What? Yeah. Doing the 40-yard dash. Wasn't like flopping around, like fucking hitting people and shit.
We received a picture of, I'm not gonna say who it is because I can't verify that it's authentic, even though it looks like it's 100% authentic. A definite first rounder in the NFL. A picture of him. He's taking a mirror selfie, and he's standing in his underwear. And I feel weird for even saying this.
And he just has a hog.
And he's hard. Okay. And it looks like he has a like a small child in his pants. It's the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Definite first rounder, definite top five guy. I'll say that, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Need a big dick guy in your locker room.
I mean, the guy's dick looks like it's like.
See, that's the thing. That's.
It's like my leg.
I agree with Dan. You want guys with big dicks in your locker room, but then if there's a dude whose dick is too big, that can throw off your whole team chemistry.
Jealousy. In the locker
not
room?
Even. It's just an uncomfortable thing having a guy when you're like that guy. That's not natural. That's a monster.
Our running back in high school, he was really good. Like he played college ball. It went down to it was like slapping his knee.
Just a monster.
See, that's
hammer.
Not. You don't want that around.
You do.
Maybe you do.
You want to follow that guy do. In battle. You want the guy's balls to be dragging on the ground.
I feel like that affects your performance.
I would think so too, man.
That's too big.
You have to roll that thing up.
Would you rather your quarterback have a big dick or just like kind of like subpar penis?
Here's what I'm saying. I would rather my quarterback be rocking like a 9 to 10 inch penis. That's a big dick.
It's a lot of meat.
But not like a fucking 15 incher. That's insane.
Okay, well that's not normal. That there's no.
Dude,
no.
You're talking about guys. Dick hanging down to his knee.
Okay, that's an exaggeration. You're taking everything so fucking literally. Chill out.
This is what I do today. I take things literal.
Granted, Nick Foles was a big dick guy, not the best quarterback.
How do you know that
about him?
Oh, it's just like it's like common knowledge in Philadelphia.
Nick Foles of Westlake fame, right down the street.
Westlake fame, former Philadelphia Eagle,
Westlake High School.
I think he threw 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions that year, that magical year for the Eagles. But yeah, in the locker room, he was notoriously known as the big dick dude.
Huh. See, I don't know. That just something about that is distracting, takes away from the team chemistry. Guys with huge cocks. I don't know. That just freaks me. You don't remember being at like summer camp? We had like group showers or whatever.
Were you afraid to shower with other men?
Like right now?
No, when you were a kid.
I wasn't afraid to. It wasn't like something I looked forward to. Let me put it that way. I'm not shower with other dudes comfortably, guy.
Right.
That guy weirds me out.
Are you at the point yet? If you go to a gym and you're in a locker room, do you walk around naked yet, or are you just still kind of?
No, you have to be at least 40 years old before you can pull that off.
Okay.
Like successfully, you have to have dad dick and balls.
It's crazy. The people that do that are like in their 50s and 60s that don't really give a shit.
You've reached the point of
they
not caring.
They don't have anything really to offer either.
Dude, there are guys at our gym who will just sit there and like blow dry their hair naked. Like, dude, throw on some fucking underwear.
Dudes with micro penises, but like the most confidence ever.
No,
like
I'm telling you, it's got nothing to do with like confidence or personality. It's all, if you've hit the point in life where nothing matters anymore, it's all downhill from here.
You're about to die.
And you know, that could be 35. Some people hit that. Some people hit it at 30. I might be close to it. I don't know. But I'm just saying it's not, you don't have to be middle-aged. But most people, most of the guys that have hit that point are middle-aged. And yeah, there's like, dude, like blow drying your fucking bush.
You guys just having conversations with each other, just butt-ass just naked.
Don't like.
Come on,
it's
dog.
A weird thing. It becomes like a thing in your life. Like, you take those naked moments and you really milk them. You know.
I don't know why.
How do we get to that?
I don't know.
We're talking about dicks.
We're doing the combine. But
you're talking about measuring dicks at the combine.
An actual story out of the combine this week though is if somebody breaks Chris Johnson's record 40 time. I think it's 4:24.
Yeah. From 2008.
Official, I'm not sure. But from 2008.
It's got to be official.
That if you do this and you're an Adidas athlete who runs in Adidas shoes, I think there's a few other things that go along with that. But you can actually win. There's a few stipulations that go with that. You can actually win at your own private island.
Or $1 million.
No, that was last year.
No, it's this year.
It's this year too.
Yeah, so they basically said, you can if you break this record wearing Adidas shoes and you're an Adidas signed athlete, you get a private island when we can procure one, basically. There's no timetable.
The four islands that Rovell tweeted, they were not great-looking islands, but there's one in Maine. There's one in North Carolina. I think there's two in Central America.
Did it for under a mil?
That they were offering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you can either have an island when, like, there's no timetable, so you might have to be super patient, or you can have $1 million. They're basically telling you, take $1 million. I don't think anybody's getting an island. I think if you're already rich, you should take the island just to put that pressure on Adidas to make them fucking figure out all the shit that goes along with buying an island.
Wait, yeah. Do they already own these islands?
No.
Or are they just...
No, okay. No. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they have any intention of giving anybody an island. It's all a publicity stunt. And it's...
Call me crazy. There are many things I would rather have than an island. Like, what are you going to do with an island?
That's
like,
just a status symbol that we've been told since we were children. Like,
now I got to go build a house on it? Like, what are you going to do? I'm going to go there and hang out and throw, like, skip rocks into the water? Like, what do you fucking do with your own island?
Call me crazy. I don't think this should be about breaking the record for the 40. I think this is when Adidas should step in and do the dick measuring contest, and the guy with the biggest dick gets an island.
See, they don't want to give the island away, though. You would have to be like, okay, if anyone has over, like, 11 inches, you get an island. That's how unattainable this record is. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All
right.
You know what I'm saying about the island? Like, I would rather have like.
I want an island.
Give me a PJ, man. I don't need an island. I don't know what to do with it.
You don't like seclusion? Not big seclusion.
No, I go. I'll go
to your ranch.
To Fiji. You know, yeah. I need my own island.
I do. If I win my own island,
you gotta build a house on it, man.
No, you don't. You're basically like Tom Hanks in fucking Castaway.
That's not fun, man.
It looks fun to me.
Build a little hut.
You have to hire a staff
to, like, I mean, what's going on there?
If I win an island, first thing I'm doing is coming back. I'm committing homicide. I'm murdering somebody. And then I'm going to my island. I'm never coming back.
That's a weird move, man.
And my island does not extradite me to the United States to be charged with murder.
That's another thing. Like, which country owns this island?
Two of them are in America.
Who are you acquiring it?
Two of them are in Central America.
That's a good question.
And you have your own rules when you're there? I don't know, man. I'm not down with the island. Give me a PJ.
A private jet?
Yeah, give me a PJ.
That's a lot of maintenance,
the
though.
Dumbest fucking thing you can own.
Oh, but an island is not a lot of maintenance, Dan?
Well, you can just let an island grow wild. You can't just let your private
just throw
jet
up a
break the fuck
If you want to enjoy your island, at least bring a lawnmower over there. You know what I'm saying? A weed whacker.
There's a lot of things that matter. Like, are there monkeys on the island? Is there cool shit I can do?
Is there a restaurant, or do you got to like pack a picnic?
There's not a restaurant.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that cool.
Yeah, fend for yourself.
Just a piece of land out in the middle of the ocean.
They're not giant islands either.
And who even says it's in the Caribbean? What if it's in like the Baltic or some shit? Like, it might not be a cool spot at all.
There's
Baltic.
One in Maine. It's not awesome.
It's where?
There's one in Maine. Just fucking Maine.
Yeah, but this is just shit Ravel's tweeting out. He didn't know shit about islands. He's a fucking stats nerd.
What if it's in like the North Atlantic? You know, it's like it's not whatever.
Okay, so if they're picking it for you, you definitely take $1 million.
Oh, you think you get to pick your own fucking island? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't know what
it's
I'm
It's not like there are islands out there available for Adidas. It's like, okay, let's take this.
You literally are.
No, I don't. Islands. I think all islands are owned by some kind of.
Yeah, but they're like up for sale.
See, no, I don't even think they're for sale. I think Adidas already owns these islands.
All right, here's
one.
We
need to do a case study here.
Another point. If you own your own island, if you win this thing and get your own island, you can set up a most dangerous game hunt on your island.
Make it your own country.
That's not the American dream. That's the human dream right there.
See, if I get an island, I'm trying to unload it quickly. I'm going to try and
sell
it.
You're going to flip it?
I'm going to flip it fast.
You get those two people from Waco to help you soup up your island so you can flip it?
I'm going to hire a photographer to go take a bunch of pictures of it. I'm going to list it. I'm going to just flip it real quick.
Manziel appeared in court yesterday for, you know, whatever, assaulting, choking, something.
What if he got his own island? That'd be a disaster.
He'd just die out there.
He
would not survive.
He'd be the first person to ever destroy an island.
He'd be crushing up coconuts and snorting them. Manziel tells this judge at his court date that his life is, quote, trending upward, end quote. Like it's a stock.
Nice.
Like it.
Well, I didn't think it could get much lower.
Yeah, that's like saying that, you know, Enron is trending upward or something. I don't have a good example. I'm not a finance guy, but something really shitty is getting better when there's nowhere to go but up.
Twitter. So you're not a buyer.
Twitter stock?
I'm not buying Johnny's stock.
You're not You're not buying the comeback season? What's it called? What do they call it?
Comeback season.
But
this dude is never going to play again. Do you think any part of him knows he's never going to be in the NFL again?
No, he's lost himself.
He has as much a chance as Vince Young has as coming back to being NFL quarterback.
Which is saying something. Vince is old. Vince was in the league.
He's out of shape too, right? I don't know what kind of shape he's in.
Vince Johnny's wasn't in good shape when he was in the league.
Looks like he could be athletic.
No, he's emaciated because he's been like doing drugs.
He's a tiny person.
Look, he weighs less than I do, I think.
He's a tiny person. He's a little fucking dude. He would get snapped in half out there. And he's not tall. He's short and he's small. And he's a fucking drug addict.
And he's Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he's a party animal. Sober now, though.
But hey, we love him. Hop on the cast.
We love Johnny. I'm a huge Johnny fan. I just don't think it's realistic at this point to put all his eggs back in the NFL basket. Like, he needs to figure out a way to get rich, you know?
What's Johnny's next move? His next
career. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. He could get into entertainment somehow or something. I don't know. Nobody wants him on a sports cast. No serious network is going to let him come on and like talk about sports. We will.
He'd just be a club promoter.
Minimum wage. We'll pay you minimum wage, Manziel. Dude, my back hurts so bad. I'm trash.
I'm going to walk on it after this.
Adrian Peterson and Jamal Charles both got released. Which just feels like does anybody even want these guys?
I'm afraid the Eagles are going to pick up Peterson.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of that?
I can see it now.
You don't think he'd be a good like change of pace guy?
I think he's washed.
Dude, that guy's
a physical freak. I don't know, man. You think he still has a little mileage left on there?
I think he's done.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Cowboys make a run at him.
Dude, I saw multiple people yesterday being like, there is absolutely no chance that happens.
Why is that?
Because they don't want the distraction. They don't want the Cowboys have enough issues with the media as it is, because everything that they do gets blown up so much. They don't want the media to be able to say there's like a running back controversy.
It would not be a controversy.
Well, obviously it would not be controversy, but the media would blow it up as that.
I don't think it would. I think they realize Peterson's, he's in his 30s now.
I think he was like a top two round fantasy pick in my league last year. Like his stock was still high last year.
Yeah, people still went after AP.
I was like, what are you doing? The guy's gonna get hurt.
Yeah. He went number one in a lot of drafts still,
I think.
That's
crazy.
Mike, did you have something you wanted to share with the class?
I was just gonna say the only reason it doesn't make sense for the Cowboys is because they have the league's leading rusher. They don't need to add an old guy.
And they have Alfred Morris.
He'd
too.
Be a two back.
I mean, but that's the first reason that they don't need him. Then there's 54 other reasons. And the biggest one to me is the media thing. You don't want that shit.
Do you think
Jerry wants him. Jerry's always wanted him.
Yeah, I know.
Peterson's from Texas, and he's always wanted to play for Jerry, and that's why this... But it makes no sense.
I'm telling you, though, I saw multiple Cowboys writers being like, shut the fuck up. Don't even start with this shit. There is no chance this happens. Like, apparently enough people have the reins on Jerry now to where they're not worried about this actually going down.
Okay. You asked me the question, you'd rather have Adrian Peterson or Alfred Morris? That's his name,
Alfred
right?
Morris,
yeah, dude, you'd rather have Adrian Peterson.
Right.
For the off chance.
That he still has it.
Because Alfred Morris isn't going to do shit.
No.
But you don't. It's the negatives. It's not worth it.
All right.
They got enough.
Hey, I'm not a GM. I just like the thought of Peterson.
Well, I am. Take my word for it.
In silver and blue.
I didn't know Jamal Charles was this washed.
I mean, he's.
It's the
I
injuries.
Feel like he's torn his ACL like every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it's the injuries, man. Okay. He's always hurt.
Well,
when healthy, he's a great back. But yeah, he just can't stay healthy.
Be interesting to see where those dudes end up. I mean, they're both going to get signed. Clearly, yeah. I don't think there's any chance either of them slips through free agency without going somewhere. Fucking Kirk Cousins got slapped with a franchise tag again, which he apparently finds hilarious.
I hope this becomes like a running thing every year. Kirk Cousins just gets the franchise every year.
We were talking about Cousins a little bit. He seems like a good dude, but he's a huge goober. I don't know if that's the guy I want like leading my team onto the field.
I think that's the problem people have with him. That's why he's not offered like these long-term $100 million contracts, is because of his personality.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have that.
I think he performs well enough on the field to get the contract.
He's not a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, though.
But there's not that many Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks out there.
You could also argue that literally anyone in the NFL that has the title of quarterback underneath their name is worth a long-term contract at this point. Brock Osweiler got a long-term $72 million contract. And this fucking dude can't?
Right.
He's significantly better than Osweiler.
Yes.
That's a much better example than I was going to bring up. I was going to bring up Stafford, who's actually a serviceable quarterback. But yeah, Osweiler getting paid.
Stafford is more than a serviceable quarterback,
Stafford's
right?
Really good.
I feel like he doesn't get any credit now.
He's probably about the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the league.
He beats up on teams that don't win. If you look at Stafford's record against winning teams.
Well, he plays for the Lions.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what a franchise tag even is?
Yeah, you get paid the highest amount of any quarterback in the league. But
no, it's the average of the top five earning quarterbacks in the league. You get paid the average of their salaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a terrible deal because you get paid some good money.
You get paid, but you don't get top dollar.
Wait, right. But you can get franchised as like a running back, right?
Yeah, it's the top five running back salaries.
And every team gets one franchise tag to slap somebody with?
Is that how it works, Micah?
We're going to get a fact check from Micah.
We're not.
Part of me knew nobody would know the answers to some of these questions. And my big point, nobody fucking knows how the NFL salary caps work. Nobody knows how the franchise tag shit works. The average fan, so everybody
one
gets
one.
Every franchise gets one. Thank you, Micah, for confirming that.
What's the reason for the franchise tag? What purpose does it serve?
To work out a long-term deal.
No idea.
You want to keep the guy and try to work out a long-term deal throughout the season.
So, it's a one-year deal.
Yeah.
There are actually two different kinds of franchise tags, which makes it even more confusing. The exclusive rights franchise tag and the non-exclusive rights franchise
tag. Oh, good. And can you just give this shit to the same guy every year? Like, franchised again.
But he can hold out.
See, I thought you could only get franchised once, though. I thought that was kind of the deal.
I don't think. Oh, apparently not. This is two in a row for Cousins.
And it always happens at the end of your contract, obviously.
It's always like when you're a free agent, you slap on the franchise when you don't have enough time to work out a deal. And you're like, okay, we're just going to prolong the process of working out a deal.
That seems too advantageous for the team and not enough for the player.
Well, I think like what Dan just said, oftentimes you hear about guys being like, fuck you.
I'm holding out.
And not showing up because they got franchised, and then they eventually get the contract.
That's what happened with Josh Norman.
I love me a good contract holdout. I love it.
Didn't somebody... Anyway, it happens all the fucking time.
Gets me excited.
Franchise tag thing feels like it's an insult. It's basically like, we don't want to pay you yet.
It definitely depends on who you are and what your worth is as an athlete.
And if you're a guy like Kirk Cousins, you're all about this shit.
The Redskins are essentially saying, hey, we still don't know if you're our guy.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't deserve Aaron Rodgers' money.
And he thinks it's hilarious, which
so
lets you know.
So the franchise tag might be good for a guy like Kirk Cousins.
But he could earn Joe Flacco money.
Well, yeah.
But Joe Flacco's a top five quarterback.
Wasn't Flacco
top five paid quarterback?
Just recently the highest paid quarterback in the league, like 3 years ago?
Cousins is on par with Flacco, I would say, as a quarterback.
Yeah, so he's probably thinking, I deserve that money.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, He this is probably a pay bump for him, right? Franchise tag. I don't have under his
compared to
previous
his rookie deal. So he wasn't making shit with his rookie deal. So these last two contracts,
he was still playing under his rookie contract
before he got franchised.
Before he got franchised,
right. That's what I mean. Okay, he got a huge pay bump. Then he's happy. Yeah,
well,
he's good.
He probably
he's happy.
He wants some long term security.
I can guarantee you, his agent is not like, yes, we got that franchise tag again, baby. He wants to get
his
paid,
agents,
bro.
His agent's getting paid, bro.
He wants
I'm
long-term
saying they
security.
Could get a lot more money. Like, the Texans will give you, like, $140 million if you have an arm at all.
Damn,
come in hot to fuck with us. We don't even interview you. We'll just pay you. Tim Tebow's back in camp with the Mets.
Mets.
This being on our list of things to talk about just really puts me in a sour mood.
What are you talking about?
I hate Tim Tebow.
What?
I'm so over Tim Tebow.
Dan's a big Tebow guy.
I know, and it's ridiculous.
Why?
Tim Tebow, a guy who will never set foot on a Major League Baseball field, like going to Mets camp. Who gives a fuck?
Well, first off, he should be on the NFL roster.
No, he should not.
As a second or third
He might be a better baseball player than a football player, and he's not a good enough baseball player to be professional.
Well, if you didn't know, reports out of Mets camp, he went deep 9 times.
Oh, batting practice. I could go deep twice in batting practice at Mets camp right now.
I don't know about that.
Are you kidding? First team all-district designated hitter my senior year of high school. Thank you.
Like in 1984? Fucking 23 years ago.
Do you know how easy it is to go long in batting practice?
No, I don't, because I don't think I've ever done it in my entire life.
Difficult if you're a bait. I mean, if you know how to swing a bat, it's not difficult.
I know how to
difficult.
Swing a bat. I still can't do it. I'm a pitcher, man. I'm not a fucking hitter.
I don't think Tim Tebow's like good at football or baseball, like on a professional level. He was an awesome college quarterback, but there's just something about him that you want him on your team.
No,
for the karma factor.
I completely agree with that. It's insane to me that no professional team. You're just a fucking. If I own a professional soccer team right now, I'm trying to sign this dude up for the God points alone.
Yeah.
You want Tebow praying on the sideline. Who cares? He's clearly not good enough to play.
The moment Chip Kelly cut Tim Tebow from the Philadelphia Eagles is the moment he signed his own release form. Like, he was going to get fired that season because he released Tim Tebow.
Yeah, it was over for him.
If he kept Tim Tebow on the roster as a third-string quarterback, I think Chip Kelly would still be the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
If nothing else, his positive vibes are good to have in your locker
room. He's a playoff-winning quarterback.
Like, you want to have this guy over, like, Matt Barnes is a good example.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Tebow on my basketball team than Matt Barnes.
Tebow's a great locker room
guy. Sure, Tebow can't get minutes, but he's going to be putting out serious vibes.
But I disagree. Don't you think the actual professional baseball players who are on his team, like, man, we got to deal with fucking Tebow's ass now. He's playing minor league baseball,
and his teammates are like, hey, I'm actually getting some fucking, there's some scouts here now. There's some people here that are watching my games.
He's on the team because he's Tim Tebow, not because he's a good baseball player.
No, but also.
That's true.
I think of it this way. Game ends. I'm in the locker room. I'm stretching and shit. You and me start talking about, hey, maybe we go to the strip club now and do a bunch of cocaine off strippers.
And then Tim's
then
over
we look
here, like,
over in the corner
ass.
And we see Tim Tebow and we're like, oh, fuck. Fucking Tim
so
Tebow.
So he makes you want to be a better person, you're saying?
Yeah, I think he's an inspiration.
See, I don't even think it's that. I think it's like you're on a team plane or a team bus and you're like, we're going to be fine. This isn't crashing. We have Jesus on our
plane. Is that really a concern of yours? Is the plane going down?
It's always a concern.
The older
of mine.
I get, the more and more I'm scared to fly.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I have too much to lose, man.
There's a funny Seinfeld episode where George is talking to, maybe it's like Keith Hernandez, but it's just a professional athlete. And he's like, do you ever worry about just going down? And like, you would think out of all these teams flying around, someone will get wiped out eventually.
Yeah.
Like, dude, chill out.
Which has happened. Like, We Are Marshall is a movie.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Didn't a soccer team just die? A whole fucking soccer team?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Really?
Even if it's not, we'll go with it. I mean, they're
sad, you know,
that airline Malaysia, whatever, is still up and running. Two planes of theirs went down.
You know, statistics say there's a better chance of dying on the way to the airport.
And now a word from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
You're sitting at your desk. You're bored. You're combing through spreadsheets, wondering how the hell you're supposed to distract yourself. You know what the answer is to that? The Touching Base podcast.
You got time to kill, baby. Kill it with us. Touching Base. Just give us a shot to earn your business. I promise we will not let you down. Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with my co-hosts Veronica Ruck and Barrett Dudley. If you like TV and movies, check out our podcast Oysters, Clams, and Cockles on iTunes and SoundCloud.
We constantly blow your mind with insightful takes.
All the time.
Pretty insightful.
Mind-blowing. Subscribe on iTunes if you're into TV and movies. Oysters, Clams, and Cockles.
Okay, we are back. Hey, guess what? Here's a surprise. We have a hotline called the Backdoor Cover Hotline, and you can call it at 800-392-6344. Leave us a voicemail. Ask us a question.
Talk about life,
whatever.
Sports.
Yeah.
Really whatever's going on in your life.
If you're going to bring just generic life into it, try to relate it to sports somehow, because we're supposed to be a sports podcast. But yeah, we'll talk about pretty much anything. 800-392-6344. That's the Backdoor Cover Hotline. Save it in your phone. Give us a call after your team breaks your heart or gives you wood or whatever. We've got a call this week. And we just have one call?
We have two calls.
Holy shitballs. We're going to play these calls. And here's the first one.
Yo, D Shipper, five consecutive years? I lost count. Shout out to my boy Ross. I'm a converted Rockets fan, thanks to you. Quick question for you. My team's kind of dog shit in terms of basketball at the University of Utah. Would you ever bet on them? The fucking Wolf actually made money off my team. But just curious. What's your favorite team to bet on that's actually made you the most money? Shouts out. Fuck you, Dan. Dan, you bring no value to the podcast. Bring back. but, yeah. Cheers. another question. Peace. Bye.
Dude,
I love the just brutal truth from these
just
people.
Just got through his phone call and then just the decided, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just destroy Dan real quick.
That comment added nothing to his phone call
no,
at
no,
all.
No.
He just wanted us to know.
Just wanted to get that out there. Fuck you,
great.
Dan. I don't know. My favorite team to bet on, the hottest team I've ever ridden, is that a word?
Yeah.
In my whole life, was the Buffs.
Colorado Buffs. Which you're welcome, dude.
That was insane. And as of yet, I haven't been able to find a team that, well, I don't know, Philly earlier in the season.
Sixers.
Dude, I bet on the 76ers for like 15 consecutive games, and I think I won 13 of them. Like, I just kept betting on Philly. They kept giving way
because
too big of lines.
Too many points.
They were giving them like 20, 15 points against fucking teams that are not that good. It was insane.
And the Sixers winning outright.
But I had to stop that because it got a little dicey there at the end.
You could probably bet against them now, Embiid and
well, dude,
Simmons
they can't fucking stay healthy, so it's ruining it. But yeah, I don't know who my favorite team to bet on now would be.
And he's a college basketball guy. I think he said University of Utah.
Uh huh. Yeah, I don't know. College basketball. I will openly admit that I am very, very, very bad at betting on college basketball. The other day, in fact, he mentioned the fucking Wolf. I chose to have a little college basketball gambling day. And I tailed the Wolf on a couple plays, and I found some other ones, because I don't know that much about college basketball, so I have to rely on the kindness of strangers. And I think I went 0-9 on a Thursday, so the next day I was like, fuck that, I've got to come out strong and win back this money, and I went like 1-8. So I had like a 1-17 streak in a 48-hour period, and I'm not going to get into exactly how much money that was, but it was enough to make me very unhappy. So fuck the fucking Wolf. For what? Do not tail that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Is that why we don't talk college basketball on the podcast?
It's why I don't talk about it. I mean, you guys are more than welcome to talk about college basketball if you have some shit to talk about. I don't particularly care about college basketball until March Madness, which we're very close to, thankfully. And I just lose my ass on college basketball, which makes it, I don't know what to tell people. Hey, don't follow me.
I love how this is the format of the show is a sports gambling podcast. And it took a phone call, a hotline call for us to actually talk about gambling on sports.
I mean, we're a sports podcast. We like to gamble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for to reminding us. For that,
it's really sad that you converted this guy to a Rockets fan.
I don't know that's not sad.
It's a little sad.
Dude, it's a really fun team to watch. One of the funnest teams in the league. Easily a top three fun team.
How's a guy from Utah a Rockets fan?
What else is he going to be a fan of?
The Jazz? Yeah. Come on.
We're like bitter, hated rivals. Like, I hate Jazz fans.
Do you really want to be a Jazz fan, though?
Huh?
Dude, Stockton to Malone, man.
Those days are over.
The Jazz are not bad.
Gordon Hayward.
They've got some promising young talent.
But I think Hayward's probably going to leave, right?
Probably. Don't they have a really tall, big dude? Anyway, next call.
A lot of those guys in the NBA,
man,
actually.
Really tall black guy out there.
I don't know. But to answer his question, though, I'd probably just ride Nova the rest of the season.
New Orleans?
No, Villanova.
Oh, college. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Reese from Texas. So I was watching some TV and they had some snow shit on and there are these people flipping these snowmobiles and I just had like a genius thought, like, what if I was like the Tony Hawk? What if I was like the LeBron James of snowmobiling? Or like, what if I was like the GOAT? I'm the Michael Jordan of like curling. Like, there's all these snow sports that I don't know because I'm stuck inside this box. But I want to break outside the box. But, oh no, I kind of do suck at snow. I did kind of just tear my MCL in January. Oh no, man, I don't even know why I'm thinking about this. Like, I'll probably suck. I don't know, man. All right, call me back. Bye, love you.
All right, Reese is from Texas is back. He has wild mood swings, even in the midst of a 1 minute phone call.
He went from the full, gamut of like wanting to do something and then talking himself out of it, and now just getting like sad again.
And then thinking he'd be terrible at it.
By the way, it's a hotline call. We're not calling you back. We don't have your number.
I'll call you back, Reese. I will say this. I've had similar thoughts. It's an interesting concept because there are so many things. Like when I watch the Olympics, I'm always like, I don't know, man. Maybe I would have been fucking incredible at like doing synchronized swimming or some shit.
Yeah, you see the curling. Like, okay, we have like a five guys in a curling team, whatever. Are these the five best curlers in the country, or are they the only five guys who actually do curling in the country? I don't know.
It's a valid question.
Who's to say that you or me wouldn't be fucking incredible?
If I wanted to go curl, or have you say it, go play curling or do whatever, where would I go? There's not a place around here.
Not here.
I could be amazing at curling, and I will never know.
I think you got to throw your kid into an obscure sport like that.
That's the move.
I think you don't put your kid in football.
There's no money in curling, though, Dan. You know that.
Well, here's the only thing.
But if you're the curler, I think you can get some
sponsorships. Dude, but here's the thing.
You might get like a...
Let's say you go all in on that. Let's say you get your kid all up into curling, and you move to let's say Wisconsin or wherever they do that. And then it doesn't pan out. You just went all in on curling, and your kid's not good enough. Then what? You just kill it? How do you
kill your kid?
I don't think you off your kid. That's not the move. But
I don't know. I feel like you have to hit the reset button there.
I mean, how far along are we going on with this?
Then your kid's
playing.
Like, damn, I wish
kids
I
like
grew
16?
Up
like
16, like 14, 15. I think by then you know.
I wish I grew up playing baseball or some shit like that. Thanks, Dad. You dick.
Yeah. Oh wow, Dad. Thanks. I'm glad we moved out here to Wisconsin.
I just spent my entire childhood in a fucking curling gym or whatever it's called,
and I'm not even good enough to cut it. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's a risk. It's an interesting strategy, but it's risky.
If you're the best curler in the country, like what sponsors are coming after you? Like what big name brands? Is it
like obscure?
Like Stussy?
It's obscure energy.
Like who's
drinks.
Coming after?
That's probably like a broom company.
Yeah.
Yo, there it is. Yeah.
Like Swiffer.
Swiffer. You're sponsored by Swiffer.
How stoned is Reese in that voicemail right there? And that
love Reese.
Good dude.
We had Reese in studio for those of you who are new. He's a regular caller. He's in Austin, obviously. He's a UT kid.
Good guy. He's a Longhorn.
Good guy. Depressed, just perpetually depressed Reese from
You know,
Texas.
He didn't sound so depressed, especially. But
it's because it's not football
towards
season.
The end, he got
his basketball
depressed.
Season's a rough season for the Longhorns.
You know his heart and soul is with football, though.
Yeah.
Like all Texas fans.
Yeah.
But yeah, rough season for Shaka. Doesn't have his guys.
Look, Texas athletics is in bad shape. It's never been this bad since I've been alive, I don't think. Well, maybe it has when I was a kid, but it is
like
bad.
Across the board?
Across the board. Like women's volleyball, they're very strong. Swimming, they're strong.
How's the baseball team?
Other than that, baseball team sucks. Football team, we know what's going on there.
The baseball team sucks?
Basketball team, there are high hopes with Shaka coming in. Nothing's happening. He's losing to like UT Arlington and shit. yeah, man, it's just rough.
Shaka. Cool name, though.
Tom Herman, come on, man. Make something happen. One time.
That's it. We're fucking done here. Does anybody have any shouts? Shouts to Reese. Thanks for calling in. I needed that. I needed that pick-me-up.
If you're depending on Reese for pick-me-ups, that's bad. You're in a bad state, man.
If you got some painkillers, tweet at me at WR Bowling because I need some pills for my back. I need a backyotomy.
Prescription ones, preferably.
That's what I mean. Like, non-expired. The only ones I have in my house are from, like, 2013. When can you not take pain pills anymore?
I don't think they're still going to work, man. Yeah.
I think, like, legally you got to put a date on them.
I think the label's bullshit.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's what I tried to tell my wife, but she said that I couldn't take him. I'm going to take him.
She doesn't know shit.
I'm going to see what happens. Shouts to, I don't know. I don't have any. I don't know. I got nothing.
I got no shouts, man.
Yeah.
Check us out on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review. Check out our other podcasts. Dudes Doing Business. Inside TFM. Touching Base with Dylan.
No, let's just get out of here.
And we can just leave now.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Goodbye.